ABC Radio Australia.
A water crisis on the tiny island of Banaba in Kiribati has sparked urgent calls for international help, including from Australia. Locals say they haven't had access to fresh water for 3 months after the island's desalination plant broke down. Children are reportedly among the worst affected, with outbreaks of diarrhea and skin diseases. The community is using social media to appeal for help, but as Marion Farr reports, they worry what will happen if it doesn't come soon.
Banaba is a tiny coral island in the Pacific, currently home to about 300 people. It's more than 400 kilometres southwest of the Kiribati capital, Tarawa.
To get there is hard. There's no regular ship that goes to Banaba.
Pelanisa Alofa is from Banaba Island. Although she no longer lives there, she's worried about a water crisis people are facing in her village, which hasn't had decent rain in a year.
Like, it makes you feel really sad when people are crying and when people are, you know, like screaming and say, please do something.
Elders in the community have taken to social media pleading for help.
Well, they've been calling us on Messenger, telling us about the disaster or the crisis that they have with water. They absolutely have no water. People are drinking salt water.
According to local reports, people on Banaba haven't had access to fresh water for 3 months since the island's desalination plant broke down.
So they cannot produce fresh water.
Ray Baintis is a director of the Kiribati Aotearoa Diaspora Directorate. He's been speaking with Banaba community leaders.
The Kiribati government is trying their best to help out, but the spare part for the new desalination plant has to be sorted from overseas. And with, you know, all the travel complication, there's been a delay. And so our people are really struggling and fighting. And it's a matter of survival for them.
He says the island's only source of water is salty and contaminated.
They are now resorting to the only water they could get from the cave on the island, which is contaminated. That is the situation right now, because they are really in desperate need for drinking water and for other use. The villagers have been walking to the cave to get water for their families, and this water is not treated, and it's polluted because when visitors come onto the island, they visit the cave and they swim in the cave.
Mr. Baintis claims the unclean water is making people on Banaba sick.
The widespread of diarrhea with the young children, as well as skin diseases among the communities, you know, new rashes and new type of skin diseases that's going around the island because they have been using salty water for domestic use, that is for bathing, washing and cooking.
The drought has also made it hard to grow food.
They grow a lot of root crops like cassava. Now that has been destroyed as well because of the extreme drought.
Known for its rich phosphate deposits, Banaba Island was mined extensively in the 1900s by Britain, Australia and New Zealand, an exercise that cut away 90% of the island's surface. The phosphate was used for fertiliser in farming across Australia. Many locals were forced to leave Banaba because of the mining activity, most of them relocating to Fiji. Now, more than 40 years since mining has stopped, Mr. Baintis says life on Banaba is difficult for those who remain.
Since phosphate mining stopped, all the buildings were destroyed because there wasn't any major rehabilitation carried out to maintain, you know, the water tanks, to maintain the roof so that they're in a good condition to harvest the rain.
The ABC has made multiple attempts to contact the Kiribati government in relation to the water crisis on Banaba Island, but has not received a response. Mr. Baintis and others are now appealing to Pacific neighbours, including Australia and New Zealand, for help.
They're calling for urgent aid support, even to get safe drinking water that are bottled that can be shipped to their island because...
New Zealand's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says it's investigating the best way to help people on Banaba after receiving a request from the Kiribati government yesterday. That's good news to Ray Baintis and the people of Banaba, but they just hope the help will come quick enough.
As we delay help for this community, the future is at risk for particularly the young ones, the children, the mother, the whole community will depend on fresh water because it is a life support. I mean, it's the basic need. People can't survive without fresh, clean drinking water.
Ray Baintis ending Marion Farr's report, and the ABC has contacted the Australian government for comment.